time to get into some music now, and I'm happy to be catching up again with Sophie Payton, who goes by the stage name Gordy. Like all our artists, she's had a very disrupted year. But the Melbourne musician certainly found ways to keep herself busy. In addition to releasing her second record, she went back to her original job as an emergency room doctor, donning the scrubs and PPE during Melbourne's COVID-19 pandemic. For a special 2021 treat, Gordy has just released a remix of her album, Our Two Skins. Here's a snippet of Unready, remixed by Canadian producer Ryan Hemsworth. Dr. Sophie Payton, aka Gordy, welcome back to Iron Breakfast.
Thank you, Dr. Swan.
Okay. Formality's over. We never had that coffee where we're going to discuss career options, but anyway, we'll do that later. So you're at the hospital as we speak.
Yes, I am. I've just ducked out of our morning handover, but I'm actually, this is my last day for this, I got placed in a hospital in Melbourne as part of the kind of, you know, COVID, a part of the slump in staff because of furlough and all that sort of stuff. So I ended up at this hospital and it's my last day before I go back on tour next week. So I'm at another sort of transition point.
How tough did it get on the front line?
What was that, sorry?
How tough did it get on the front line medically?
Look, during the peak of the second wave, it was a real challenge. I was kind of, I'm a resident, so I'm a junior doctor, and I was just kind of thrown into various hospitals that I had never worked in before, and the staff shortages were huge. And so I would be head to toe in sort of level 4 PPE, trying to deal with patients that I was unfamiliar with. And the workplace was just incredibly stressful. You know, people in hospitals are sick all the time, so that's nothing new. But I think just the stress that it put on staff, and you know, the thought that you might take it home with you to your family, it was just that sort of overall sense of panic was a stressful time.
I think we last spoke when you got your second album released back in June last year, called Our Two Skins, and you've spoken openly, and we spoke about it together, about how it chronicled an intense and impossible time for you, renegotiating who you were and how you fit into the world. So nearly 8 months later, how are you going, and how's the album matured post-release?
Yeah, it was a really interesting time to release it, and you know, it was definitely the most personal stuff that I'd ever written. But I think, funnily enough, releasing it in the middle of a pandemic was almost suitable, because the record was a lot about feeling isolated, and I think it captured how a lot of people were feeling last year, and resonated, particularly here in Melbourne, people, isolated from their loved ones and in lockdown. And it seemed to, translate really well. And it's been a funny release period, because usually, you'd go on tour a few months later, but I haven't been able to do that. So we've had to rely heavily on the internet. We did a show broadcast from the Opera House to a crowd of zero, but hopefully of a few more watching on their laptop screens at home. So we've tried to make the best of it. And I've felt really positive overall about how it's come out.
How do you assess your audience and the response out there when you just don't have that crowd? I mean, how well have things gone, the album gone and so on? Do we know?
Yeah, look, it is like, I'm someone that, you can look at, streaming numbers, and you can look at album sales, and you can look at, award nominations or lots of different metrics. But for me, I think it is, I have to see the crowd in front of me. I have to see how the music is, connecting, and I have to see people singing the words back to me. And I got the opportunity to do a few COVID-safe shows in Sydney earlier in October, and we're very much hoping that we can go ahead with playing a show at the Forum on the 18th of February in Melbourne, and I think that'll be the way that I can really tell how the album has connected here.
It must have felt great to do a show over the weekend as part of the Mushrooms Sounds Better Together concert with Missy Higgins and Tones and I.
Yeah, it was unreal. There was 4,000 people at Mount Duneed Estate, and it was, pulled together in about 5 days, which I think the music industry is going to have to get used to for probably the next 12 months, because we have to really capitalise on, the freedoms when we're permitted it, and when it's sort of considered safe to put on a gig. But I had friends from the US, messaging me being like, I just can't even imagine, having a festival or having a gig to 4,000 people. So I felt very lucky on the weekend to be able to do that.
How does it feel to have your album remixed by overseas producers? Let them get on with it.
Yeah, it feels
an
cool.
Act of bravery, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's sort of, you know, giving them the keys. But it is, you know, it's cool because you write a song and you wonder how it sounds coming out of someone else's brain, and that's kind of the remix process, because you know you give them the stems, like all the individual parts of the song, and then they just kind of have at it. And I think it's a really interesting creative experiment to see like how someone else reimagines the same thing.
Where and when does your tour start?
It starts on Friday in Brisbane, so we actually on Wednesday of this week. We were like, half my band's in Sydney, and we were like, look, we're going to just...
So a week today in Brisbane.
Yeah, exactly. I thought we were going to have to pull the Brisbane show, but then yesterday Queensland opened up its borders to Sydney, so now it's back on. And this is, the current life of a musician trying to plan a tour, very, sporadic and spontaneous. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead with the show on Friday in Brisbane.
And you can find out more of the tour on gordymusic.com. We're going to play the original version of Unready now, but Gordy, thanks for joining us and all the best for the tour.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, the ground underneath my feet was cold. I wasn't looking for you. You was up ahead, an island like a silo in the emptiness. A quiet majesty in all its nothingness. Sipping on the sweet to taste the bitterness. Had it flown too fast? The ringing in my ears to say that nothing lasts. The world is sick and tired of these apologists. Oh, I'll be honest then. Oh, the ground underneath my feet was cold. I wasn't looking for you. I'm not looking at you. But I was always ready, but I'm ready for what this might do. But I was always ready, but I'm ready for what this might do. It took me further than I thought I'd go. I was listening to a voice I know. Said, take me down another way.
That's the original version of Unready from the album Our Two Skins by Gordy, Sophie Payton. That's really great stuff.